Before long, you'll have a chance not only to drive by a new facility on Broadway near 35th Street on the IU Northwest campus, but you'll actually now have an opportunity to actually see the building, and especially on Friday afternoon, if you attend the dedication ceremony, you'll have a chance to actually go inside the new Arts and Sciences building on the Gary campus. We'll have a number of people talking more detail about different aspects of the impact that this new Arts and Sciences building, which is a three-story, 126,300 square foot facility, is going to have on not only IU Northwest on the campus, but also as well on the Ivy Tech Community College campus, because Ivy Tech and Gary is going to get to share some of the facilities within this new Arts and Sciences building. And we'll also have a representative from the city of Gary to talk about the impact on the entire neighborhood as well as the entire city of Gary. Let's start first with taking a look at the building itself. And for that, we are turning to Professor Bonnie Neff, who is the chairperson of the IU Northwest Departments of Communication, Fine Arts, and Performing Arts. Bonnie, thank you for being with us in the studio.
Thank you for asking me, Chris.
Well, this is an interesting topic to talk about. It's one we've all been following here in the last few years. People physically have been able to drive by the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Some people are upset because of the traffic and the parking has been restricted while the construction work is underway. But the finished product is a beautiful sight. It just this the best way to describe it. And hopefully, if you haven't had a chance to drive past there, that you make it a point to drive past there. It's, of course, if you're not familiar with where the IU Northwest campus is, it's directly south of the Borman Expressway, 8094, there on Broadway. The new facility is an opportunity to put together something that, unfortunately, Mother Nature took apart. And by that, we are referring to Tamrac Hall. Tell us, if you will, Bonnie, how all of this became apparent when departments had to scatter across the campus after the floods basically ruined Tamrac Hall.
Yes, it badly flooded. And, of course, that left the theater and it left all the arts and it left the communication departments spewed all over campus. And having been in both sites, it's very amazing to bring us together with the beauty of the inside and the exterior that introduces art and gives us space to develop art, enables us to have a theater, which is developed by a New York architect, is of awe to anybody that steps in there. And the Black Box, which is basically our studio theater, is the educational unit by Mark Baer, is amazing. And of course, we have the communication with television, radio, and we also have a public relations team that does a lot of different projects within that building. So, yes, it's a yay.
It's one that IU Northwest and obviously the administration and the faculty should be very proud of. And students certainly, when they get in there, mm-hmm. will be very proud of it too. I know that mm-hmm. that some of the faculty members have had a chance to move into their offices in the new building already. And
yes.
pretty soon the classrooms will be in full use.
And
yes. Not only, and we'll find out more when we talk with Margaret Semmer, who is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs for Ivy Tech Community College there in Gary, as far as what the Ivy Tech people are going to be involved with. But it looks like that because of what had happened to Tamrac Hall, it gave the IU Northwest administration an opportunity to lobby with the officials in Bloomington and explain mm-hmm. that we really and truly need a new building, not only to bring all these departments back together in one place, mm-hmm. For obvious reasons.
Yes.
But obviously, it's going to be a big benefit to not only the rest of the IU Northwest campus, but for the city of Gary in particular.
Well, that means we have Arts on Broadway, and that brings the arts together for the community as well as for Northwest Indiana. And I think what's very important is that we have technology. Building this new building upgraded all our technology. We can do things now we could not have done before. So it was really an opportune moment after many years of being out of any kind of building. We're suddenly in a technology environment, which gives us sort of the state-of-the-art as far as the theater, the main stage, and it gives us a wonderful access to training. And then, of course, all the kind of technology you do in media graphics and public relations, which has to use all of that, plus radio, television, mass comm. So it really has given us a tremendous visibility on many levels and introducing the complexity of what we have to do today to create art, to create even the stage and to staging and to perhaps bring all the other mass comm things together to support the system.
Well, as far as you know, every single classroom in the new Arts and Sciences building be a smart classroom, so to speak?
Some are so smart that it's you have like eight video screens plus a large, huge video screen that, you know, brings everything together. I describe it as a sort of like a spaceship taking off. You have many, many controls, and the students have controls at their three big circle desks where they can control any of the videos. And so that gives us a new way of looking at things, and I know Dee here in the studio would appreciate that because we didn't have that before. Mm-hmm. And so it really is a different way of looking at things. We have more and more of the graphics available through the kinds of technology that makes that available, the radio, the television. We're now looking at bringing sort of news every day through the television efforts by the students and the leader, Greg. But we do have Larry Bruckner, who ties all this together. He is our community arts coordinator, and what he's doing is integrating with all his years of experience, you know, at the center of the Munster Theater, as well as Highland, and as well as Munster Auditorium. What you have here is someone who has a business aspect to pulling the arts together. So Arts on Broadway will allow him, and he's done this already, develop contracts and develop the kinds of experiences that will bring in, as he used to do in Munster, 60 to 80 different kinds of venues that are going to really contribute to what we're doing in Northwest Indiana. Better for the students, better for the communities, and really growing the whole sense of our leadership in this area.
Now, the dedication ceremony is going to happen on Friday afternoon.
Yes.
There at the new Arts and Sciences Building. But you say there's going to be another very special ceremony that's going to happen earlier in the day on Friday. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have the induction of our first class of freshmen. And we're very excited about this. We have John Briggs is in charge of that. And it's sort of a brainchild of his interest in really bring excitement to the campus. I think when they see the faculty in regalia, which they don't see till the end, might be kind of a surprise. We're all in these long gowns and these tassels flipping in the breeze. But this will make them really appreciate the fact that there's a lot of academic training that goes into this. And so the students will be introduced by coming into the theater. And, of course, the chancellor will be there. And he will certainly challenge them to next 4 years of experiences. And I think it's going to just set a milestone for much more interest for activities in this building.
Professor Bonnie Neff is the chairperson of the IU Northwest Departments of Communication, Fine Arts, and Performing Arts. And she's been giving us an overview on this new Arts and Sciences building that will be officially dedicated and open to not only students and faculty and staff at IU Northwest, but the community of Gary and the community at large as of Friday here. And Bonnie, thank you very much for spending some time
with us,
Chris, to talk about it here on Regionally Speaking. Continuing the conversation about the new Arts and Sciences building, we have IU Northwest economist, professor of economics, Micah Pollack, to talk about it. Micah, thanks for joining us here on Regionally Speaking today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Give us an idea of the impact that this new Arts and Sciences building is going to have on the city of Gary, economic growth for the city as well as the city's image.
Sure. So there's kind of two sets of effects that are happening here. The first is kind of the more obvious direct effect of actually building a building in the city of Gary and then continuing to maintain it. The spending for construction on materials and the workers, a lot of that money will get put back into the city of Gary, Northwest Indiana, as those workers, you know, spend their money at local restaurants and retail stores. And so the final price tag of the building is about $45 million. A lot of that money will get reinvested in Northwest Indiana. And that's kind of the big direct effect. But I think, you know, from my perspective, the more important effect is kind of this indirect effect on kind of all arts, culture, education, and perceptions here in Northwest Indiana, and for Gary in particular. You know, this new building means that the public's going to have access to performances and art exhibits, that are put on by the university that increases the quality of place that they experience and, you know, provides some excellent activities that they can do in the area, as well as kind of acting as a path for greater education. You know, we're sharing the building with Ivy Tech, and so this will kind of streamline the process of going maybe from a 2-year degree to a 4-year degree, which will increase the level of education in the city of Gary, Northwest Indiana in general, which in turn plays an important role in keeping our human capital strong and attracting new jobs and businesses to the area.
And we've already talked with Professor Neff about the IU Northwest impact here, and she mentioned about the arts and all the, since she's the the chairman of the department said it will be covered under many of the classes and activities in the building as well. And we're going to talk with Margaret Salmon coming up here about the Ivy Tech Community College angle to the building as well. And it's interesting that here that we have a very important building coming that's actually on Broadway. You can't hardly miss it. It's right there, of course, in campus. And it's also in an area that is a big economic development area for the city of Gary. What kind of impact do you think on the city's image will this new arts and sciences building have?
Well, I'm optimistic it'll have a very large impact. You know, kind of historically, we often hear, if you're in Chicago or downstate Indiana, you often hear very negative news coming out of Gary, and this kind of overshadows a lot of the city's accomplishments. And so there are a lot of very positive changes happening in the city of Gary, and you know, this new building kind of gives us an opportunity to highlight some of these changes and slowly change perceptions about Northwest Indiana and the city of Gary in particular.
We're talking with IU Northwest economics professor Micah Pollack about the impact that the new arts and sciences building on the Gary campus is going to have not only for the city of Gary, but also for the overall Northwest Indiana economy. And that's one of the things that you track as a regular part of your job on campus is the Northwest Indiana Economic Index. How do you think that, even though it's an indirect measure, you just kind of mentioned that here at the start of our conversation, what kind of impact do you think on economics overall do you think? Think that eventually that the things that will happen in the building will play?
Well, I think that, you know, if you're a business maybe outside of the Northwest Indiana area and you're thinking about relocating to the area, you will read, you know, news about this redevelopment, the news about this investment, and, you know, this will kind of play into your decision, and you may think, well, you know, this is an area that's starting to kind of revitalize and starting to become, you know, a place that, you know, maybe we'd like to locate, and we're so close to Chicago here. We have a lot of amenities. We have a lot of access to transportation and infrastructure, great infrastructure, and so hopefully this will start to change perceptions in a way that we'll get people thinking more seriously about Northwest Indiana as a place to live and, you know, house your business.
Now, I know we're finishing up with the summer break, getting ready for a fall semester at IU Northwest, and people are coming back to campus. And, of course, people that stay often through the summer months as well with the classes and your regular work. You're one of these folks that are in and out of campus a lot, I know, during the summer months. What have you and your colleagues have to say about what you've seen as that building has gone up in the last couple of years or so since the ground was broken for the Arts and Sciences building?
It's really changed the perception. We, you know, are used to being in an area with a lot of derelict buildings that are slowly being leveled, and to see this new building kind of rise up from what was basically a parking lot before, and to go in and experience kind of how nice and new and high energy it is, and kind of the optimism and the potential that it has, is just completely changing perceptions. We don't talk so much about leveling more buildings now as we kind of shift the focus towards more building up new ones.
And we're going to hear from Bo Kemp with the city of Gary about the overall University Park area project and how this is affecting that and the improvements they're going to make. I guess you mentioned about the fact that a parking lot was taken out to make room for this Arts and Sciences building. Any word that you've heard on campus as to what you're going to have for parking once the new building's open, and a lot more things are going to be happening there?
Yeah, I mean, we are getting more interest, more, you know, students are arriving. Parking is always a little crazy at the beginning of the semester. The university's done a great job expanding parking options in other places and building some new lots. So luckily that won't be a problem. But, you know, I welcome traffic and, you know, development here in Northwest Indiana and the city of Gary. And, you know, if nothing else, just come drive down, look at the building, stop in, walk around. And it's starting to become kind of a little bustling hub here right off of Interstate 80 in the city of Gary.
We've been talking with Micah Pollack, who is an assistant professor of economics at IU Northwest, about the new Arts and Sciences building, the official dedication happening this Friday afternoon. Micah, thank you very much for being with us to talk about this, and we'll enjoy having a chance to come over to campus often and not only see the new building and what's happening inside that building, but checking out other things on the Gary campus. And we appreciate you taking time to talk today.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Let's turn now to the aspect of how the city of Gary is benefiting in many different ways from the construction work, and now the finishing product, which is the Arts and Sciences building on the IU Northwest campus. Bo Kemp is the executive director of Gary Economic Development Corporation, and he is with us from his office. Bo, thank you for joining us here on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us, if you will, how the new building on the IU Northwest campus is really going to be an anchor for an entire neighborhood.
Yeah, it really is, and there's so many positive aspects of this, some of which have already been outlined by your guest, but just to put it in context for a lot of folks, some who may be less familiar with the area, you know, between Ivy Tech and IUN, there are about 10,000 people that work and go to school in really what's about a 12-block area. And of those 10,000, only about 300 live and work in the same neighborhood. And so a couple of years ago, the mayor had this vision that we would actually transform the entirety of this neighborhood by connecting the two universities and creating a plan that would include additional housing, additional retail, and other services that would really encourage more of those 10,000 people to live and work in the neighborhood, and thereby really transform everything that's happening in Gary. And frankly, it really started before a couple of years ago. In 2012, when the mayor was elected, one of the first meetings that she had was with the governor at that time, was to commit that the city of Gary would invest in demolition of some of the derelict buildings that was mentioned by your previous guest in order to demonstrate that the city was willing to put its money where its mouth is to promote the development and transformation of this University Park neighborhood. That led to the work with IUN, Chancellor Lowe, and the team, McRobbie, to secure the monies that had been allocated by the state for this building. And that led to the city 3 years ago applying for a choice neighborhood planning grant from the Housing and Urban Development Organization out of the federal government that gave us the $500,000 to plan over the course of 2 years how we could leverage buildings like the Arts and Science Building and develop other buildings that would help transform that neighborhood.
And I also understand, Bo, that there's even an impact, although you wouldn't think it because it's not very close by, but the Gary Chicago International Airport is getting some benefit from this as well, too. And a lot of this, I understand, is because of the state and federal assistance.
Right. Success begets success. And being able to demonstrate the city's willingness to invest in a project like this, even in our own small way around the demolition, helped to actually have the state follow suit. That furthered our opportunities to actually get the state to follow suit with the investments necessary at the Chicago International Airport, Gary Chicago International Airport, which was a major investment. It took several years, almost two decades, frankly, to actually get the runway extended, but that also got completed. And these sorts of projects where we've partnered with major institutions like Ivy Tech and IUN, the state and federal agencies to actually execute and complete projects have given a lot of confidence to people continuing to partner with this administration to execute these sorts of opportunities.
Now, we've spent a lot of time here in this particular segment talking about IU Northwest's role with the new Arts and Sciences Building. We've also mentioned, too, Ivy Tech Community College and the importance that they have in this, too, and the value that the entire city of Gary will get out of this one small particular location in the entire city of Gary. The Arts and Sciences Building will be a benefit in many different ways. Professor Neff talked about the theater opportunities, the theater on Broadway, and all kinds of other related programs that will come about that folks in Gary will be able to take advantage of it. Certainly, I would imagine that the Ivy Tech Community College campus is particularly pleased because that's going to lead to some opportunities for jobs and job training that folks in Gary may not otherwise have.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And EDS and MEDS is often used as a phrase in the government juncture, which is about education and medical opportunities, really combine here. And Ivy Tech both has educational and medical services, along with IUN, which has similar sorts of services. This building helps tie those two campuses together and tie the entire neighborhood together. The opportunity of creating this hub, essentially at the corner of 35th and Broadway, is important because the traffic that already exists will actually be amplified by having this building here. And that actually puts us in a position to attract the kind of retail institutions that the entities, both the students as well as the residents, need, whether it be places to buy a sandwich and buy coffee or various services. But you need to have kind of the anchor institutions participate in a way to be able to go to, you know, kind of the Cozies of the world, of the Panera Bread, and I'm making these names up. These are not necessarily groups we've talked to, but to give just your listeners an idea of the types of services that are needed there that currently don't exist. One of the things that the city has also worked with the Gary Public Transportation Corporation, is the implementation of a rapid bus transit system, which will go down Broadway. So it will go from the train station, downtown Gary, all the way out to Crown Point, which means that you'll be able to take a rapid bus that will connect you to the South Shore and the South Shore into Chicago. That's really important for a lot of students who are attending both Ivy Tech and IUN, but it also further amplifies this hub that's right here on the corner of 35th and Broadway and allows us to bring in a variety of services that, it, you know, essentially create a better neighborhood for the people who live in this area so that the services are in walking distance and accessible, and also more services to offer the students who are spending a tremendous amount of time, you know, there during the day study.
Now, I know this is IU Northwest and Ivy Tech Community College's day for the official dedication of the Arts and Sciences building, but I'm sure that Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson and other folks there at City Hall are going to be very proud to attend that ceremony and take advantage of the opportunity to see another opportunity open up in the city of Gary for many, many years, unfortunately, have gotten kicked around, and here's a chance for the city of Gary to show themselves.
Well, as the mayor would like to say, you know, the city of Gary is open for business. You know, we, under her leadership, have been fortunate to be able to attract the investment partners, as I described, both at the federal, the state level, and also core institutions like Ivy Tech and IUN. We've also had some success more recently in attracting other businesses. And again, I would say the efforts of these partnerships and executing and opening buildings like this have helped. You know, we've been able to bring Edsel Manufacturing, which has been able to hire over hundreds of people in the city of Gary, over from Chicago 2 years ago. We brought T&B Tube Manufacturing from South Holland over to the city. In fact, just last week, we had a groundbreaking for HMD Trucking, which does air cargo trucking and logistics and distribution from the Chicago area that's moving here to the city of Gary. And so we've had some success recently in attracting businesses to move to Gary because I think they see the core of what the city has, which is hard to replicate. We're in a great location, 8094, accessible to the entire country within the 2.5-day drive. We got a lot of assets, and we're investing in those assets in a smart way, whether it be rapid bus transit, the extension of the double tracking for the South Shore rail, which will make us only about a 30-minute trip from downtown Chicago, which means that it's faster to go from Gary to downtown Chicago than it is to go from Skokie to downtown Chicago. And the fact that we've got some assets such as the airport and also the beginnings of a port, which are in the process of going through the ordinance analysis with the council right now, given our access to the Great Lakes, which also give us a leg up in terms of certain industries that need that kind of access for business. So, you know, we're on the come up. The mayor and our team have done a lot of work to try to position us to take advantage of the opportunities that exist right now. And we are very proud of the opening that will occur this Friday and expect that there's going to be other good news to bring to bear in short order.
Bo Kemp is the executive director of the Gary Economic Development Corporation. Mr. Kemp, thanks for being with us today to talk about how the city of Gary is certainly a key part in how the overall expansion of the IU Northwest campus with the addition of the new Arts and Sciences building, as well as the added facilities that will go to Ivy Tech Community College in Gary, how it'll benefit the community at large. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.